हरे कृष्ण। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारष्टोदरक्षे श्रीमद्स डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील वह चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की, इस्कॉन संस्थापकाचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारष्टोदरक्षे श्रीमद्स डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शिल हरदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, गंगा माई की, जमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी की, कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदायिनी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की, कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशनल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, इताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द पनिशमेंट एंड रिवॉर्ड ऑफ कली टेक्स्ट 14. जने अनागसि अघम युञ्जन् सर्वत अस्य च मत्भयम् साधूनां भद्रम् एव स्यात् असाधु दमने कृते. जने अनागसि अघम युञ्जन् सर्वतोस्य च मद्भयम् साधूनां भद्रम् एव स्यात् असाधु दमने कृते. जने अनागसि अघम युञ्जन् सर्वतोस्य च मद्भयम् साधूनां भद्रमेव स्यात् असाधु दमने कृते. जने अनागसि अघम युञ्जन् सर्वतोस्य च मद्भयम् साधूनां भद्रम् एव स्यात् असाधु दमने कृते.
Yeah.
Matajis. Jane to the living beings, Anagasi, those who are offenseless, Agham, sufferings, Yunjan, by applying, Sarvatah, anywhere and everywhere, Asya, of such offenders, Cha, and Matbhayam, fear me. Sadhunam, of the honest persons, Bhadram, good fortune, Eva, certainly, Syat, will take place, Asadhu, dishonest miscreants, Damane, curbed, Krite, being so done. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Whoever causes offenseless living beings to suffer must fear me anywhere and everywhere in the world. By curbing dishonest miscreants, one automatically benefits the offenseless. Purport. Dishonest miscreants flourish because of cowardly and important executive heads of state. But when the executive heads are strong enough to curb all sorts of dishonest miscreants in any part of the state, certainly they cannot flourish. When the miscreants are punished in an exemplary manner, automatically all good fortune follows. As said before, it is the prime duty of the king or the executive head to give protection in all respects to the peaceful, offenseless citizens of the state. The devotees of the Lord are by nature peaceful and offenseless, and therefore it is the prime duty of the state to arrange to convert everyone to become a devotee of the Lord. Thus, automatically, there will be peaceful, offenseless citizens. Then the only duty of the king will be to curb the dishonest miscreants. That will bring about peace and harmony all over human society. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, this particular section of the Srimad Bhagavatam describes the leadership qualities of Maharaj Parikshit as he is dealing with Kali personified, who has broken the legs of Dharma, the bull. And Maharaj Parikshit is interrogating as to who is the cause of this particular episode. Nanu dveshti kalim samrat saranga ivasara bhuk kushalani ashu siddhyanti netara nikritaniyat. Kali personified should have been killed by Maharaj Parikshit. But Maharaj Parikshit, in future parts of this particular episode, would forgive Kali for only one reason. Because Kali had the good quality that if you perform any sinful activity in Kali Yuga, then you will get punished. But if you think of any sinful activity, you will get no punishment. This makes us happy, relieved. But the other way, in Kali Yuga, if one engages in a pious activity, in reality, physically performs that piety, he gets the benefit. And if one mentally performs the pious activity, then also he gets the benefit. So mental piety is rewarded in Kali Yuga, and mental sin is not considered. So there is a double benefit. So if in your mind you offer to Krishna a huge temple made out of gold and diamonds and emeralds in your mind, you will get the benefit of building a temple for the Lord. But you can't sleep in the morning and think that my 16 rounds are over. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was a leader who was exemplary, who was just, and who actually had the ability to judge things as per time, place and circumstance. Leadership is a topic which has been discussed, researched, analyzed, spoken about by millions of people across the whole world for ages. But when we look at the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have sections like the section of Prithu Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Parikshit, several others, which speak about various leadership principles. So today I will discuss five qualities of leaders as described in some of these sections. The first quality is such leaders who are Krishna conscious, they are Vaishnava, they are lovers of Krishna, they are blessed by Krishna, are deep lovers of people, they are paradukha dukhi. They get affected by others' distress and are inspired to relieve others of their distress. Naivodvije paraduratyaya vaitaranya tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. When Prahlad Maharaj is offering his prayers to Lord Narsingadev, Lord Narsingadev is making an offer. I am right here. Ask whatever benediction you may want. And Prahlad Maharaj, being a selfless Vaishnava, says, I do not want anything for myself. I am blissful hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. Tvad virya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. I am blissful, absorbed in your glorification. Then what do you want? Shochetato vimukha chetasa indriyarthan. I feel sad. I lament for the suffering of the conditioned souls whose face and attention is turned away from Krishna. Vimukha chetasa. And whose senses are constantly engaged for what? Maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan. And they are so foolish that unlimited bliss is available and they are exchanging a puddle of muddy water in exchange for an ocean of nectar. So the great souls like Prahlad, they have great desire to help elevate others' consciousness. Prithu Maharaj explains, Matri Bhaktir Parastrishu Patnyam Ardha Ivatmana. Great leaders, they love others just like Matri Bhaktir Parastrishu. They consider all women to be their own mother. Patnyam Ardha Ivatmana. Consider their wife to be half of their own existence in all priorities. Prajashu Pitravat Snigdha. And towards their citizens, they express Vatsalya just like anyone would offer from the parental side. So parental affection towards the citizens. किंकरो ब्रह्मवादिनाम, एंड किंकरो मीन्स दे टेक द मूड ऑफ बीइंग अ सर्वेंट, ब्रह्मवादिनाम. सो दे सर्व दोज डिवोटीज हु आर कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेज्ड इन प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति एंड प्रीचिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ भक्ति. ब्रह्मवादिनाम मीन्स दोज हु आर constantly absorbed in preaching and glorifying Krishna, king karo, they become the servant of such devotees. And therefore, one of the characteristic of great Vaishnavas is they are always engaged in glorifying Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was meeting somebody and this guest brought another a saintly person and introduced him to Prabhupada and said, you know, I know this person and he believes in Maunavrat. He will not speak. So Prabhupada said, I have no problem as long as he hears and I speak. So Brahmavadinam refers to those who are constantly absorbed in not only preaching but also planning how to expand the preaching mission. So when Prabhupada was in upstate New York, he was hosted by Dr. Mishra in that Ananda Ashram. And Srila Prabhupada, he was requesting him that although you are practitioner of Ashtanga Yoga and teach Ashtanga Yoga, but you should help and support Lord Chaitanya's mission. In fact, this place can become a center for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Dr. Mishra was bewildered. He said, but I am into Ashtang Yoga. What are you saying, Swamiji? You are staying here and you are cooking and everything, that's fine. But making this a center of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, I mean, it was taken by shock. Because Prabhupada would suddenly come up with, you know, proposals which would bewilder people. So he said, how can I justify that this place becomes a center for Lord Chaitanya's, you know, teachings? Because I am into yoga and everything. Prabhupada said, what is your name? Mishra. What is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father's name? Jagannath Mishra. Mishra, Mishra. At least the name is common. So you consider this. So Prabhupada would do certain sometimes things which people would never be able to understand. But he had that conviction that the preaching mission can never stop. And with that conviction, he continued. And therefore, kinkaro brahmavadinam, because people who came in contact with him could see that here is a person who is totally absorbed in spreading the glories of Krishna. Whatever their opinions may be, but they would have to hear Srila Prabhupada. Then one time there was this brainwashing case in New York. And the news came to Prabhupada that there is a court case that ISKCON is engaged in brainwashing. Prabhupada said, all right. If you don't know difference between body and soul, you don't have the brain. So there is no question of washing, because only when brain is there, you can wash. So we are brain giving. And then the devotee said, we have to employ and engage some legal team and everything to fight this case. Prabhupada said, no, you fight yourself. He told the president. President said, but I'm a school dropout. Prabhupada said, no problem. You take my Bhagavatam. Take it to the courtroom. Place the Bhagavatam in the courtroom. Speak from the first canto, first chapter, first verse with conviction, remembering the blessings of the Guru Parampara. Second day of the court case, speak from the second shloka. Third day, speak from third shloka. Convert the court case into Bhagavatam class. We must credit the temple president also that he surrendered without arguing. And he actually started speaking in the court. how ISKCON is an ancient tradition, and he started speaking from the Bhagavatam. After 1 week, the judge asked, how much more evidence you have? Said, I have spoken only 7 verses. 18,000 are there. The judge called up a professor in Harvard who had received a set of Srila Prabhupada's books. And that professor was impressed. He was a professor in divinity. He was impressed with Srila Prabhupada's teachings in the English language. And he said, the Hare Krishna is not a cult. They are a bona fide religion. And so the court, also the judge, declared in favor of the devotees, and it was published in the newspapers everywhere. Right? And so we have Dr. Ithamar, Ishwar Charan Prabhu, disciple of Hridayanand Maharaj, working closely with Tamal Krishna Maharaj those days, and now he is a PhD in Bhagavad Gita. And he has published a fantastic, academically acclaimed Bhagavad Gita, which is one of the most well-read Gita in the academic community amongst the scholars. Welcome to Radha Gopinath Temple, Chopadi.
Brihaspatir Brahma Vade Atmavritte Swayam Hari.
In Brahmavadi, in spiritual knowledge, such leaders are like Brihaspati. And Atmavatve Swayamhari, such leaders are self-controlled like Hari, the Supreme Lord Hari. Atmavatve means self-controlled. And Bhaktya Gogur Vipreshu Vikshaksena Anuvartishu. The devotees who have great and deep affection for Go, Guru, and Vipra, for cows, for the spiritual masters, and the Brahmanas. What do they do? Vikshaksena Anuvartishu Bhaktya. Such devotees, they follow in the footsteps of such devotees. Such leaders become the followers of devotees who are attached to cows, to brahmanas, and to the spiritual teachers. Naturally, when someone has leadership, he has influence, he has power. With power, one may develop arrogance. So, very important quality is Kriya Prashraya Shilabhyam. Kriya means shyness. They may be very bold when needed, but generally they are shy. Prashraya Shilabhyam, and their behavior is most gentle. When we hear about Arjuna as Gandhi with Hari, you know, and Bhima as the Gadadhari, we should not think that whole day they went around hitting people. You know, roti kaccha kyun dhaar. There is no example of any such misbehavior. They had power, but they were very gentle. And they would use only when required. Atmatulya pradodhyame. Atmatulya parodhyame. Very, very important point. One of the qualities of such leaders is they are parodhyame. Para udhyame means they are expert in philanthropy, doing good for others. Parodhyame. Para udhyame. Udhyam means to work for others. But many times when we work for ourselves, we have one level of absorption and attention. And when we are working for others, sometimes we become
very detached. In one sense, it is neglectful. So, Atmatulya means when they serve others and try to help others and do philanthropy for others, it is as if they are thinking that the pain this person is going through is my pain, Atmatulya. So the attention with which one would try to relieve one's own pain, they serve to relieve others' pain. Atmatulya para udyami. That's why they are deep lovers of people and para dukkha dukhi. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport, while doing philanthropy, they labor exactly as if he were attending to his own personal necessities. His philanthropic activities were not for the sake of show, but were performed out of personal feeling and commitment. It is not just for show that they are doing that. It is with deep feeling. So there has to be personal feeling. Only when there is feeling, there will be commitment. So therefore, Prabhupada concludes, all philanthropic activities should be thus performed with that feeling and commitment. So Srila Prabhupada asked, you know, one devotee was just fanning him. And Prabhupada said, you know, he asked a question, how do you rate my contribution? How do you rate my contribution to this world? And the devotees, they could not answer. And Prabhupada said, okay, yes, we were under foreign rule and the foreign rulers were sent out of the country. And now I have engaged people from foreign land in serving Sanatan Dharma. And Prabhupada turned to this devotee who was offering chamar. And he was a brahmachari from London. And Prabhupada said, just see, he is serving here. I am not even paying him. Why is he serving? People say India is a poor country. No! We are the richest country because we have unlimited Vedic wisdom. And therefore, they are giving up so much of their other material opulence just to be engaged in this service. And Prabhupada was in Paris and he was sitting under a tree and there was another devotee who was just doing chamar to him. And one passerby walked by. It was in the road and the garden was just outside the temple. The passerby went ahead, stopped, turned back. Because it was a very curious scene that someone is sitting reading book and someone is doing chamar. And he was looking at this scene closely. He stood right in front of Prabhupada, looked at Prabhupada, looked at this devotee doing chamar, again at Prabhupada, again at this devotee doing chamar. And this devotee doing chamar also was looking at Prabhupada only. He was not disturbed by somebody staring at him. And when he saw that both are absorbed and both are not responding, he suddenly interrupted and said, looking at Prabhupada, hello sir, why is this man fanning you? Because his idea was, why should one human being offer service to another? Why is this man fanning you? Prabhupada looked at him and said, because it is hot. And then Prabhupada continued reading. This guy was shocked because he never imagined somebody will respond with such self-confidence. He thought that he may become guilty or this or that. So Prabhupada said that the spiritual knowledge which comes from our Vedic tradition is the greatest gift which we can give. And by sharing that gift, we relieve people of their distress. So therefore Prabhupada spent sleepless nights translating the books from the Sanskrit, from Bengali into English. And Prabhupada focused on book distribution because he felt seriously that by studying these books, by connecting with these books, by applying this knowledge, people's lives will transform for the better. One of the book distributors in Australia, he had such potency in book distribution. Anybody whom he stopped would have to take his book. You know, there are also mystical stories of this book distributor. He would stop someone, shake his hand and said, "Happy birthday." And he said, "How do you know it is my birthday?" Said, "Because I'm serving Krishna. Sometimes Paramatma inspires me. And sometimes I hit the target." So this devotee was distributing for almost 2 hours and distributed more than 100 Gitas within 2 hours. Suddenly one man who was sitting there approached him and said, "I've been observing you for two hours. You are selling a product to people which they don't want. A product they have never heard about. A product they are not at all interested in, not at all convinced by, but you convince them. I am looking for a senior vice president marketing and sales in my company. Here is my business card. I am giving you an offer. Please join me." The devotee took a Bhagavad Gita and gave him and said, "Do you have Gita?" He said, "No. Why don't we begin by you buying this first? Then we'll talk." So he purchased the Gita. Then he said, "But what about an answer?" He said, "Let me think about it. Your phone is here. Take my contact also. We'll stay in touch." After 1 week, this man called him. Said, "Hey, did you think about it, my offer?" Said, "Yeah, I'm thinking about it. But I'm also thinking one thing, that you have the Gita, but do you have the Bhagavatam set?" Over 1 month, he went on supplying all the books which were published by BBT till then. And then finally told him, "Don't think we are doing this book distribution as business. We are doing this as a sense of gratitude to our acharyas who have given us this knowledge. And we are doing this to relieve others of their suffering." Therefore, Srila Prabhupada established book distribution so that by studying these books, people's suffering can be relieved by practice of bhakti. Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha cha nityasha na ishvarasya ashubham dhatte sve mahim nisthitasya cha. That when you realize that by performing sense gratification activities, you cannot really achieve real happiness, then one starts searching for other alternatives. And then one realizes that the soul's original constitutional position is to serve Krishna in every possible way. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaro jato jagat sthanam nirodha sambhava. So the great devotees are able to see and perceive others' pain because they see everyone everywhere as energies of Krishna. They don't see the world, they see Krishna present through all of his energies. And therefore, Shripad Narad Muni, as a small child, he served the Bhakti Vedantis and imbibed their qualities by serving them. Tasyaivam me anuraktasya prashritasya hatayinasha. Anuraktasya, when you become attached to devotees and serve devotees, Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, the nature of service is mystical and inconceivable. You will develop the qualities of the person whom you serve. And therefore, Narad Muni's pastime of how he got transformed comes right in the beginning. It begins with Uchishtalepan Anumoditodvijo. By serving the Bhakti Vedantis, he developed similar qualities. Shraddhadhanasya balasya dantasya anucharasya. And although he was a small child, he developed deep sense control and compassion. And he became influential. So influential that Narad Muni went on to become the guru for so many kings and powerful leaders. Including, he would come and advise Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Yudhishthir Maharaj himself is described was a personality who was an ideal leader. Because as personified goodness, Prabhupada says, he knew perfectly well what is actually good for people. Yudhishthir Maharaj's motto of administration was all good for the citizens. Api palad dharma raja ranjayan pitravat ranjayan prajaha nispraha sarva kamebhyo krishna padanu sevaya. Yudhishthir Maharaj took care of citizens just like a parent takes care of children. And Pitravat Ranjayan Praja wanted to just please the Praja. Nispraha, he could do that because he was detached. Sarva Kamebhyo, and he was not interested in any sense gratification. Krishna Padano Sevaya, because he was absorbed in serving Krishna. But one should not think because he was serving Krishna, the economy of his kingdom was in doldrums. And it is said, Yudhishthir Maharaj enjoyed prosperity like nobody could imagine. Kim te kama suraspaarha mukunda manaso dvija adhisasru mudam ragya shuditasya yathetare. He had prosperity which excelled and exceeded even Indra's prosperity. Kimte kama suraspara, the demigods, they would look at Yudhishthir Maharaj's prosperity and wonder, how can we become prosperous like Yudhishthir? Why was he prosperous? Because he was completely dedicated to Krishna. And although he was surrounded by prosperity, his mind was not absorbed in enjoying that prosperity. Mukunda manasodvija, his mind was attached to Krishna. And therefore, adhi jahuru mudam ragya. He was experiencing a deep satisfaction and bliss in serving Krishna that shuditasya yathetare. Just like if a person is fully satisfied and with after eating, you cannot serve him anything. You cannot tempt him with anything after he has had a chappan bhog. After a person is full, as they say, up to the neck, you offer him anything, he will be the personification of detachment. Will you want this? No, no. You enjoy. Shuditasya yathetare. So, Prabhupada mentions that there are two things in this material world which can provide some satisfaction. This first is sense gratification on the material platform and devotional service on the spiritual platform. And therefore, Prabhupada mentions in a purport to this word, kshuditasya, that the hungry living beings in this material world, they are hungry, but they are hungry not for sense gratification as they imagine. But the real hunger is for a spiritual atmosphere, spiritual food, spiritual shelter, spiritual gratification. That's what Srila Prabhupada mentions. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada encouraged prasadam distribution, which was taking care of both. It was taking care of your material hunger also, and it also had its spiritual effect. And it was spiritually enlivening spiritually transforming. And Srila Prabhupada inspired massive prasadam distribution across the whole world. And ISKCON has distributed more than 5 billion plates of prasadam, and 3 million plates in India every single day are being distributed. So there was this, you know, devotee was called for a talk show in California. And the host of the talk show was known for being very aggressive. And the devotees told him, don't go, because you'll be ripped apart. He'll ask all kinds of crazy questions and you won't be able to answer. He says, "Arre, let me go." So he went with a whole plate of Mangalarti sweets. Rasgulla, Rasmalai, Sandesh, Barfi, Peda, sweet rice, and sometimes Rabdi also. For your information, what Krishna eats at 4 o'clock in the morning. This proves that he is Krishna. Only he can eat like this at that time. So he took his Mangalarti sweets, and as soon as he entered the studio, this person looked at him and said, "Oh, what is this you have brought?" And he opened it. He saw the sweets. "Oh, the Hare Krishna sweets. Come in." And he made him sit right next to him. It was a radio podcast. So he said, "Listen, usually I ask a lot of questions. But what you have brought is so attractive that I will keep it in front of me. I'll be busy eating this. I will ask preliminary one question. After that, you speak whatever you want." So this devotee, he just spoke like 10 minutes. It was like a 15-minute, you know, podcast. So in 10 minutes, he just spoke the entire philosophy. And then it was time for question. And this, you know, podcaster was busy eating. It was, you know, radio, so nobody could see. And then it was time for questions, but, you know, his plate was still not over. So he was getting irritated. "Oh, time for questions? Okay. Okay, audience, anybody has any questions?" And someone started asking challenging question. You know, and when he asked the challenging question, this devotee looked at the podcaster, because the devotee was kind of young. The podcaster said, "Oh, you need help? Okay." He said, "What nonsense question is this?" And he smashed him left and right, and then ended the show, finished the remaining prasadam. And this devotee said, "Usually, you know, you are in a very aggressive mood, rip apart the people who come, but you are so different, you are so friendly, you are so supportive. What's the reason?" This person said, "When I was in college, I would always have difficulty saving money towards the end of the month. That is when I would go to the free food distribution of the Hare Krishnas in the campus. And practically, I completed my education thanks to the Hare Krishna Food for Life program." So therefore, my mother has always taught me, don't bite the hand that feeds you. So therefore, you know, you're doing wonderful work and we appreciate that. So, the first quality is of a leader, paradukha dukhi, one who is always concerned about the distress of others. Katakshane rahi prabhu tare olingiya, vidaya korila tare shakti sancharya. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in South India tour, he embraces people and gives them pure love on the spot. Prabhur kripay hoy mahabhagavat seisaba acharya hoya tarila jagat. By Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's power and grace, new people became transformed with pure love on the spot. And in this way, millions of people got transformed and experienced pure love. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest this potency in Navadvip, but he manifested it for the first time in South India.
Navadvipe jai shakti no koila prakase se shakti prakase nista rila dakshina deshe.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced a lot of opposition in Navadvip. Too much of skepticism, agnosticism, questions and challenges. The ambience was not favorable for giving the gift of Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reserved the shower of grace in Navadvip and instead showered the people in South India during his tour and demonstrated what it means to be para dukkha dukhi. The second quality of a leader is he is always wanting people whom he is serving to be happy and secure, to be blissful, to be secure. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Everybody should be happy. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke about two types of devotees. One is Bhajanandi and the second is Goshtyanandi. Bhajanandi is one who is engaged in bhajan, chanting and practicing the process. Goshtyanandi is one who preaches. And Srila Saraswati Thakur explains, the best preacher is the Bhajanandi who preaches. One who is absorbed in the practice of the process experiences the transformation. And just by seeing that person's happiness and joy and satisfaction, others also want to participate. So preaching is not sharing one's misery with others. It is not sharing with others how difficult it is for me to practice Krishna consciousness. I have to chant 16 rounds, you know. Maybe you should also chant. I said, but you look miserable. Yeah, I am, but maybe you'll experience joy. You can't preach like that. And therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inaugurating the Harinam Sankirtan in Alarnath, people were attracted to two things of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kanchana sadresha deha aruna basan pulaka ashru kampa sveda tahate bhushan.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty, the golden effulgence, and second, Lord Chaitanya's bliss, which was reflected in his manifesting symptoms of ecstasy, kampa, sveda, pulaka, ashru. And so people were getting connected.
Titikshati akramam vainyam upari akramatapapi bhutanam karuna shashvat artanam kshitibrittamam.
Another beautiful description of Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu comes in Prithu Maharaj's episode. Prithu Maharaj was such a leader who always was able to keep people happy and secure. So what was his first quality? Bhutanam Karuna, kind-hearted. And Artanam Kshiti Brittama, he was tolerant like Kshiti. What is Kshiti? Earth. How Mother Earth is tolerant of all kinds of transgressions upon her.
Artanam Kshiti Vrittiman.
Kshiti Vrittiman means to be as tolerant as Mother Earth. So on the foundation of being kind and tolerant, he also had two other qualities.
Titikshati akramam vainya.
He was forgetful of people's misbehavior with him, and upari akramatamapi. He was also forgiving towards others' transgressions. So it is important to both forget and forgive, and forgive and forget. So this verse describes the four beautiful qualities Prithu Maharaj had. He was kind, he was tolerant, he was forgiving, and he forgot if anybody had ever performed any kind of transgressions. And so we find the episode of Vidura when he comes to meet Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was the person, along with Duryodhan, was responsible for exiling Vidura. Right?
Swayam dhanurdwari nidhaya mayam brata puro marma sutaditopi.
Although Duryodhan's sharp words pierced his heart like flaming arrows, but Vidura considered, this is Krishna's energy, yoga maya potency, Krishna's will. So far was I should be prime minister of Hastinapur. Now Krishna's will is I should be the prime student of Maitreya Rishi. And he just left. Because he was insulted like this, we would imagine that he would have nothing to do with Dhritarashtra. But he came back. All through his absence from Hastinapur, when he went and he was sitting and hearing Bhagavatam from Maitreya, that was the time Kurukshetra battle was going on. The preparation for the battle and the actual battle. And just imagine someone who has been a prime minister of a kingdom for 100 years. And the battle is going on and he has nothing to do with this. Vidura was not in anxiety. He was not disturbed. He was not getting daily updates. Devan, kya hua bhai, batao. Let me give my analysis. Let me give my, advice. He was in his own world. And then at the end he heard what had happened. He heard that, yes, Dhritarashtra was still alive. He came back just to give him spiritual knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavatam says,
Bhavat vidha bhagavatas tirthi bhuta swayam vibhu tirthi kurvanti tirthani sva antasthe nagadabrata.
Devotees carry Krishna's lotus feet in their heart, so they are actually holy places of pilgrimage. Prabhupada gives the example, electricity is everywhere, God is everywhere. Still you need an electric bulb to give illumination and light. Similarly, the devotees who are constantly contemplating, meditating and thinking about Krishna within their hearts, they have the power and the potency to deliver Krishna. And so Vidura looks at Dhritarashtra and says, Rajan nirgamyatam shigram pashyedam bhayamatura. My dear brother, O king, he says, sarcastically, you lost your 100 sons, you have lost 11 Akshahini divisions of soldiers, 64 crore soldiers are killed. Rajan, you are living at the mercy of Bhima. Nirgamyatam, get out immediately, because time factor is chasing you. So, we have the example of Vidura, who's extremely tolerant, who's extremely kind, who's extremely forgiving, and wants to help someone, understands that spiritual considerations are above all other considerations. Vidura was insulted. There was injustice committed towards Vidura. But Vidura did not indulge in a political response. He did not indulge or prefer an emotional response, that he becomes depressed, distressed, and starts writing a book on how he was mistreated, bad-mouthing Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. He neither preferred a political response, not an emotional response, because he realized that in certain circumstances, you have to see Krishna's will. And that time, the only response which is possible is the devotional response. And so the Srimad Bhagavatam shares with us devotional responses. As practicing devotees. And therefore, he came back and gave Krishna consciousness to Dhritarashtra, who perfected his life at least towards the end of his life. So, Dhritarashtra and Ajamil's example are given to share with us how we should not postpone or delay till the last moment. We should not feel encouraged by this. Arey, last tak chance. We should take to this process immediately. So one of our devotees in America, his grandfather was departing. The doctors had already said, any time he will depart. So all the other relatives were surrounding this grandfather and telling, don't worry, you'll be all right. You'll recover. You'll play with the grandchildren. And then we will again go for Christmas and we'll do this, we'll do that. And then this devotee, you know, heard that grandfather is departing, so he came to meet. And so the other relatives said, okay, you know, since you are now studying a lot of scriptures, you also inspire him. So he said, I don't know much, but I can read from some books. So he took out the first canto, 13th chapter, where Vidura is chastising Dhritarashtra. Andha puraiva badhiro manda pragyam se sampratan vishir nardanta mandagni sa raga kafam udvahan. Vidura is saying, you were always blind, Dhritarashtra. Now you have become deaf also. Manda pragyam, you know, your intelligence is finished. You cannot remember anything. Vishirnadanta, you have become toothless, right? No dental. That should inspire us to become transcendental. The teeth are falling. Mandagni, and you cannot digest anything. Sa raga kafamudvahan, your throat is filled with so much of cough that when you start coughing, ragas are heard. Different sounds come out like ragas. So when he started speaking like this, his relatives caught hold of him from the back and said, hey, enough reading. You have inspired enough. And they thought that, you know, he's really speaking pessimistic, discouraging, this is not proper. And as they caught hold of him and were about to remove him, the dying grandfather held this devotee's hand and said, wait, stop, sit, continue reading. You are the only person who is my well-wisher because everyone else is bluffing. You are only speaking the truth, that which is beneficial for me. So therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami says, when we commit 100 offenses, our mind gets distracted during chanting. When we commit 1,000 offenses, we cannot follow the four regulative principles. And when you commit 10,000 offenses, one cannot chant the holy names at all. And one of the greatest gifts we can give to others is to give them Krishna consciousness. So a Krishna conscious leader helps others experience the joy of Krishna consciousness and feel secure, feel happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Bhakti bina Krishna kabhu nahe premodaye. Prema bina Krishna prapti anya hoite noy. Sanatana Goswami is coming to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. On the way, he gets infected with a skin infection. He feels totally disturbed. He feels, my body is a disaster. It's a burden. all kinds of pus is oozing from my body. If Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touches me, any other devotee touches me, my life would be miserable. I'm a burden to the Vaishnava community. Let me commit suicide. Just a few months ago, Sanatana Goswami had heard 2 months of Krishna Katha, which is known as the Sanatana Shiksha. Chapter number 21 to 25 in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. 22nd onwards, 3 chapters, he has heard this. Purest philosophy, direct philosophy, straight from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not lack knowledge. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is revealing that even those with perfect knowledge and the best of knowledge and experienced knowledge may go through episodes where the knowledge within may not always become accessible by the will of Krishna. And then we have to submit ourselves to the Vaishnava community. And the Vaishnava Sangha becomes the instrument to heal us, to transform us, to reveal the same knowledge which we already know and we already teach. But still at that moment, we need to hear from someone. So Lord Chaitanya says, I understand that within your heart you have planned a suicide. But that is not the solution. If by committing suicide one could get Krishna prema, anybody could do that. But no. Bhakti vina. Without bhakti, you cannot get prema. And without prema, you cannot attain Krishna. Therefore, Sanatan, bhajanera madhya sreshtha nababida bhakti, Krishna prema Krishna dite dhore maha shakti. You have to perform navvida bhakti, perform bhajan. And amongst the navvida bhakti, what is the most powerful? Tara madhya sarva sreshtha nama sankirtan. Nir aparadhe namaloile pai premadhan. Chant the holy names without any offense. When Sanatan hears this, he says, my dear Lord, I hear what you say, but currently what is going on in my mind is Nicha adhama pamaramui pamara swabhava more jiaile tomar. I am so fallen, I am so sinful, I am so dirty, I am so useless. What will you benefit by saving my life? What will I be able to contribute or make a difference to the Vaishnava and the Vaishnava community and to the mission? Srila Sanatana Goswami at that moment was covered over by the Lord's potency. With so much of knowledge, he just felt, I'm useless. I cannot do anything. That is the moment Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu steps up and he says, Tomara sharira mora pradhana sadhan e sharire sadhimu ami bahu prayojan. O Sanatan, your body is reserved for my service. And at what point of time, what service you get for my pleasure is decided by me, not by you. So right now you are going through some disease, some temporary distress, some difficulty, some calamity. Do not think it's the end of the world. People in this world may lose money. And they may think, oh, I have lost a major asset. But the loss of money, loss of position, loss of reputation, loss of relationship, loss of any kind of thing in this world is nothing compared to the most powerful and the greatest loss, which is loss of hope. And therefore, people ask the question, why are you making so many temples? And by the way, for your information, India has only 70,000 hospitals but 2 million temples. But why do temples exist? Temples exist so that they can provide the spiritual nourishment and the spiritual association in the Vaishnava Sangha. And therefore, the Vaishnava Sangha exists so that by coming into that Sangha, one can get access to the greatest asset in the human form of life, which is hope or Asha. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that hope to Sanatana Goswami. And he says, Bhakta Bhakti Krishna Prema Tatvera Nirdhar Vaishnavera Kritya Ara Vaishnava Achar. O Sanatan, write literatures teaching people about bhakti, about bhaktas, about Krishna Prema Tattva, about Vaishnava's duties, and about Vaishnav etiquette. And I want you to do something very important, which is my mission executed through you. What is that? Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prema Seva Pravartan Vailupta Tirtha Uddhar Arbairagya Shikshan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had lost the association of both Thakur Bhakti Vinod and Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj in a short period of time, and he was feeling hopeless, helpless. And he was wondering what I should do now. Here is a person who had memorized the Gita at the age of 8, studied the Chaitanya Charitamrita by the age of 11. He was knowledge personified, but we will go through episodes where we will feel helpless, hopeless. And as he was sitting there, suddenly a gust of wind blew and a sheet of paper came right in front and he picked it up. It was the page from Chaitanya Charitamrita which had this same very verse. Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prema Seva Pravartan Lupta Tirtha Uddhara Aur Bairagya Shikshan. And they said, teach people about Krishna Bhakti. Establish temples which will become centers for delivering Krishna Prema. Excavate lost holy places of pilgrimage. Lupta Tirtha Uddhara. And Vairagya Shikshan. Teach people how to be detached and renounced. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this instruction to Sanatana Goswami. And he said, Nija Priya Sthana Mora Mathura Brindaban Taha Eta Dharma Chahi Korite Pracharan. My own favorite place is Mathura Vrindavan. I am not able to go there personally because of the vow I have given, the word I have given to my mother Shachi Mata. Therefore, I also have certain limitations. It is my deepest desire that you, Sanatan, and your brother Rupa, you go there and establish Vrindavan as a holy place of pilgrimage for all the souls, so that the souls can come, experience bhakti, and feel happy and secure. So therefore, that's the second symptom of a leader. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. He desires everybody to experience bliss. Third quality of a leader is Shreyas. The leader does not facilitate just immediate gratification, but how a person can benefit for the future. A leader is focused on creating experiences of lasting value. And therefore, he learns from the past, looks carefully at the present, and moves into the future, calculating what will be a bright future. So a leader is not interested either in any short-term success or personal success, but he's inspired by the idea of that which is higher than his own self. Srila Prabhupada heard from Saraswati Thakur preach in the English language. 1922, he heard it in Ultadanga Junction Road. How many of you have visited one Ultadanga Junction Road recently after the renovation? After the renovation, you have seen, yes. So, I would say that amongst all the projects created by ISKCON in the last so many years, I consider personally the one Ultadanga Junction restoration of the museum of that particular property to be one of the most successful accomplishments of ISKCON as a gift to this world. It was really an experience, and when they were searching for that property, it took them like almost a few months to locate where is that property. And just imagine, on the top of the terrace, Saraswati Thakur just gives an idea. You go and preach in the English language. And Srila Prabhupada had only few interactions with Srila Saraswati Thakur. And then Srila Saraswati Thakur departs December 31st, 1936. And after that, all kinds of clashes begin in the Gaudiya Mutt. And it was easiest and most convenient for Srila Prabhupada to say, oh, all my senior godbrothers who got the maximum association of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're all fighting. I'm not feeling inspired. Let's forget it. No. Prabhupada, even as a grihastha, he had business and everything, but he never forget creating that of lasting value, Shreyas. He would take Govind Brahmachari, who later became Bhakti Sundar Govind Maharaj, disciple of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. He would take Govind Brahmachari with him for preaching, and he would say, Govind Brahmachari, I am a new Brahmachari, I don't know how to preach. Prabhupada said, you are in saffron. So there is some value in that. So when the program would, the venue of the program, he would make Govind Brahmachari sit on the Vyasasana. And Prabhupada as a grihastha would sit below and he would tell Govind Brahmachari, you start kirtan. So he would do kirtan. After kirtan was over, Prabhupada sitting in the audience would turn towards the audience and give lecture. At the end of the lecture, Prabhupada would turn again and tell everybody, take blessings from him sitting here. So he was so committed that at any cost, the mission must be executed. He was sitting on the top of, you know, the Gaudiya Mutt in Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt in Mathura. Suddenly two people entered and Prabhupada was sitting with his godbrother. And Prabhupada was at that time already sannyasi in 63-64. And he was eating some prasad. And these two people came, saw Prabhupada, went away. And Prabhupada turned to his other godbrother sannyasi, who was also older godbrother, and said, these guests came and all they saw was two old men honoring prasad. That is what they saw. But they don't know that the future of Lord Chaitanya's movement is in the hands of one of the old men. That much confidence he had. Right now, Jaladut ticket is not there. Visa is not there. Nothing is there. But that conviction. Then one another godbrother was, you know, came for prasadam and Prabhupada was sitting and honoring prasad with his hands. You know, rice and Bengali you eat with hand only. So this godbrother looked at Prabhupada and said, "Arey, Swami Maharaj, you are going to the West. You have to now start learning to eat with fork and knife and spoon because you have to be like them, no?" Prabhupada said, "I am not going there to learn how to eat with fork, knife and spoon. I am going there to make them forget eating with knife, fork and spoon." And I am going there to teach them what is the Krishna conscious lifestyle. So, on the way back from Kolkata to Mayapur, when they came back from Mayapur and entered Calcutta, as they just entered Calcutta, they were on their way to our Minto Park temple property. The horn of the car, you know, it broke down. And one devotee was driving, two devotees were sitting behind, Prabhupada was sitting next to the driver. The horn was not working. And sometimes in crowded cities, horn is more important than any other, you know, even the brake. So the horn was not working. The devotee, American devotee, became very bewildered and he said, Srila Prabhupada, horn is not working, what should we do? Prabhupada said, relax. He told another devotee, take out the plate and spoon from my bag. The metal plate and metal spoon. So metal plate and metal spoon Prabhupada took out, he held it with him. And Prabhupada said, whenever you want to sound the horn, let me know. I will do. Tung, 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 tung. And it actually worked, and it was like a new technology for these people. And then Prabhupada said, tomorrow you will find many other people using this as a horn. Why? Because Americans are sitting in the car and they are using this technology. So Srila Prabhupada went to the West, brought the devotees to India, and established Krishna consciousness based on the teachings of the parampara, but using the innovation, the enterprise, and the spirit of preaching of people from all over the world to publish, print, and distribute the books. Srila Prabhupada then established projects in India. And therefore, Shreyas means to create value for the future. When Dhruva Maharaj was insulted, he was crying and he came to his mother, and his mother said, if you are in distress, you cry, and if I cry, we will only add few tears. A few liters of tears is not going to change the situation. Better you go to the forest and search for Krishna. So he comes to the forest, meets Narad Muni, and Narad Muni says, Nadhunapyavamanam te sammanam vapi putraka lakshasya lakshyamah kumarasya saktasya kridanadeshu. Are Dhruv, you are a 5 year old. A 5 year old boy should not be thinking about honor and dishonor. You should be just absorbed in playing. Just go and play. What is this? I've been dishonored. Nonsense. Go, play. Dhruv Maharaj turns to him. He gives like a whole series of verses telling him how he should forgive, tolerant, this, that. Dhruv Maharaj said, okay, Narad Muni, excellent lecture you have given. But it is for someone who is having equanimity and tolerance. I am not. What I am looking at is Padam Tribhuvan Utkrishtam Jigishur Sadhu Vartmame. I want a kingdom greater than that of my great grandfather. I want my ambition fulfilled. I am having pure ambition. If you can fulfill it, that's fine. Otherwise, Hare Krishna. So Narad Muni was very impressed that, oh, at least he's honest. He's straightforward. So Prabhupada writes that Padam Tribhuvanat Krushtam Jigisho Sadhu Vartma Me. Vartma means method, but sadhu means honest method. I want to attain that, I want to achieve that, but by honest means. Is there a way? Yes. So therefore, you know, the process of Krishna consciousness offers us the honest means that today if you say, Shreyas, lasting value, but I have a million other, you know, desires in my heart, how do I just cross over it? No, Bhagavatam, what does it say? That, you know, in kamo, sarvakamova, moksha kama, udharti. In all situations, take shelter of Krishna, accepting our current handicapped consciousness, but pray for that purification. Like we are a devotee he was sacked from a job, senior position. And when you get sacked from a senior position where you're respected, it is very painful. And he was having difficulty even facing people. And he was applying for many jobs and was not getting any call. And finally he got a call. And many calls he got, but then he got rejected many places. He lost hope. So he got a call and, you know, he had to drive to the interview. He was driving. It was like a 2-hour drive. So he thought, let me hear some lecture. So he put a lecture of one of our Kartik Yatras where, you know, Radhanath Maharaj speaks about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivering Prataprudra Maharaj. So he thought, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get this job. At least let me hear a good lecture. So he went. And when he reached that spot for the interview, he was the last candidate. Everybody else, interview over. He entered. And there was a panel. And the first question they asked was, what is the best quality a leader should strive for? And now he had just heard this long lecture. And he thought, anyway, I'm not going to get the job. Let me at least preach to them. And he said, Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanena manadena, kirtaniya sadahari, humility and tolerance. And he went on giving the example of Prataprudra Maharaj. And the panel also, after a long day of interviews, were feeling bored. So it was good entertainment for them. It was something different. And after, you know, 20-25 minutes of giving various dimensions and this and that, finally he came out thinking, I'm not going to get the job. But at least I preached well. 1 month later, he gets a letter and he's the only one who gets appointed for that position. And devotees love this story. Because they love rags to riches story and failure to success story and Sudama story. Sudama had nothing, went to Krishna, became Karodapati. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the reason Krishna made Sudama Karodapati was because Sudama had become proud and Krishna detected his pride. What was Sudama's pride? No one is poorer than me. I am the poorest. Number one, poor. Pride can come in fascinating flavors. Sudama really thought, no one can help me. Nobody can do anything to me. I am poorest. So Krishna felt, I have to humble him. Pride is not good. How to humble him? Make him Karodapati. So you may think, Gopinath, can you please make me humble like Sudama? So Krishna will accept your prayer, but may not make you like Sudama. So therefore, here, Shreyas means lasting value. And that is the most important. Haridasa kohe toma karimu angikara sankhya nama samapti jabat na hoye amara. When this Vaishya comes and tries to attract Haridas Thakur, the first thing Haridas Thakur looks at the prostitute and doesn't say, hey, get lost! Or he doesn't run away. And of course, it was Haridas. In our case, we should do that. Haridas Thakur says, Toma Karimu Angikar. What is your need? You want to enjoy with me? I will accept. But when? Sankhya Nama Samapti Jabat Nahoye Amar. My rounds are not over. After my rounds are over, I will accept you. He did not preach. He only allowed her to hear his sadhana. So preaching means you impact people not by your words, but you impact people through your experience. And therefore, he looked at her and said, Tabat tumi vasishuna
नाम संकीर्तन नाम समाप्ति होइले करिमो ये तुमार मन. यू सिट एंड चैंट द होली नेम्स, हियर दिस होली नेम्स, एंड वेयर शुड यू सिट? तुलसी रटंग के वैश्य नमस्कार कोरी, द्वारे वासी नाम सुने बोले हरि हरि. सिट नियर तुलसी महारानी एंड चैंट द होली नेम्स. And as she was chanting and chanting and hearing the chanting of Thakur Haridas, she became transformed, surrenders at the feet of Thakur Haridas and says, Veshya kohe kripa kori, kora upadesh, ki mora kartavya jate jai bhavaklesh. What is my duty and what I should do to overcome the misery of material existence? So our Thakur Haridas gives her the instruction.
Nirantar naam lao kara tulasi sevan, achirat paabe tabe krishnir charan.
Chant holy names constantly. Serve Tulsi Maharani. Why? Why Tulsi must be served? Because she has a proven track record of consistently serving and pleasing Krishna eternally. She is the best amongst Krishna's servants. Tulasi, without beyond compare. And therefore we seek her blessings. Tulasi Sevan, very soon you will attain this. So now is the turning point. Haridas Thakur is giving instruction to this prostitute, but the prostitute is accepting that instruction and agreeing to change her life.
Tabe sehi beshya gurur agya loila gruha bitta jeba chila brahmanere dila.
Accepting that instruction upon her head, she immediately gave away all her possessions and started following the lifestyle instructed by Thakur Haridas.
Tulasi sevan kare charvan upavas indriya daman hoila premira prakash.
Serving Tulasi, fasting, controlling senses, and by doing this, prem manifested from within. And therefore, a person coming from such a background got completely transformed, and not only transformed, she was accepted by the community of Vaishnavas to be a great, powerful, influential Vaishnavi.
Prasiddha Vaishnavi hoila parama mohanti bada bada Vaishnava tare darshanete janti.
She became a famous Vaishnavi. She became a powerful Vaishnavi, and big devotees from different parts would come to have her darshan and seek her guidance. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in many of these purports, including that of Prahlad Maharaj and this one, that when we agree to follow the instructions of great spiritual leaders who are always aspiring for our shreyas, then transformation becomes guaranteed. Devotee wrote a letter to Prabhupada. We are distributing books, but we are also distributing prasadam, because people are more attracted to prasadam. So when they come, we give them one plate, two plate, and they are full with the prasadam. And then they look at the books and they start picking up one book. They like it so much, they purchase one more book. We inspire them to purchase more books. And they go with a whole set of your books in their hand. Four or five books stacked up in their hand, they go spending all their money. Prabhupada wrote back, says, yes, that is very good. Hands full, stomach full, purse empty. We want people to get
purified. So enthusiasm minus patience will create tendency to control, and patience minus enthusiasm will create complacency. Krishna consciousness is to conquer over one desire, which is more powerful than fulfilling a million desires, by coming in contact with these spiritual literatures, which are teaching us how to aspire for the Shreyas. I went to somebody's house, stayed the night, and next day morning, they said, give a Bhagavatam class. I said, okay, bring me 6th canto. They brought a whole Bhagavatam set in front of me. And in front of me, they started unpacking the plastic wrapper. I looked at them and said, hey, you have never opened this? When did you get it? Well, how many years back? How old were this? My son, when we got it, I'm not able to remember. I said, but why did you not open it so far? They said, Prabhu, we were waiting for you only. So far, ISKCON has distributed in the last 55 years, 55 crore Bhagavad Gitas and Srimad Bhagavatams and all the books combined. That's not the main point I'm making. The main point is, although we have distributed 55 crore books, there are only 14,000 Bhakti Shastris in ISKCON today. No claps? Which means that to the extent we have distributed books, we have not encouraged and inspired even our practicing devotees to study these books thoroughly. And as the attention span is going on decreasing, it's even more going to be difficult and challenging. So that was one of the Prabhupada's instructions, that this Vaishnav Sangha is meant for spiritual transformation. And so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a school headmaster came and met him and he said, give me diksha, give me diksha, give me initiation. Saraswati Thakur said, okay, you shave off your long beard, then I'll think. He said, oh, beard? Can't you give diksha without that? He said, I want to test how much you are willing to submit to what I say. He says, no, I will think about it. And he went. Few days after that, this headmaster was going on a cycle. His cycle fell down and his beard got stuck in the wheel. People came and wanted to pull him out. When they started pulling him out, they saw the beard is stuck and entwined in the wheel. They said, there is only one way we can save you. You have to shave your beard and cut your beard. He said, what to do? And then they cut the beard. Then he came to Saraswati Thakur and said, I didn't want to surrender. Krishna made me surrender. So therefore, Shreyas is long term. Saraswati Thakur was in Darjeeling and he said, this is a place of lot of enjoyment and sense gratification. We should have our center here. And the devotees had come with Saraswati Thakur only for like a preaching program. And nobody had any plans to stay there. Saraswati Thakur said, okay, who is willing to stay here and start a center? Everybody started looking at each other and started recommending the other. He's really good. He's more advanced. He's like this. Saraswati Thakur said, I want an answer. Next day, no answer. Next day, no answer. Then finally, Saraswati Thakur said, tomorrow morning, whoever I see the first, that person will become here the leader. Nobody came in front of him. It was afternoon and they said, hey, we have to serve him his lunch. Somebody has to go. And then finally, you know, some of them decided, okay, these two people will become in charge here. So yes, sometimes what appears to be immediate may not always be pleasurable. But the great leaders are looking for Shreyas, our future benefit. The fourth quality of a leader is Kovida, or he sees the bigger picture. He sees the truth behind every situation. And he understands all material situations are impermanent and changeable, constantly changing.
Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido nalabhyate yat bhramatam upparyadha.
And therefore, Narad Muni says, an intelligent person, kovida, is always looking for how to find the essence behind all situations. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, the confidential devotees of the Lord see in every step a benedictory direction of the Lord. What is considered to be an odd or difficult moment in the mundane sense is accepted as a special mercy of the Lord. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj used to give the example, when a small child is in the hands of a father, sometimes father, you know, out of fun, plays by throwing the child a little bit up in the air, briefly. And the child may get bewildered. Hey, what's going to happen? Anxiety. And then he starts thinking, hey, what happened to this person? He was so loving. Suddenly he's throwing me. And then when he comes down, father holds him. And then the child laughs. The father also laughs. So like that, you are chanting Hare Krishna, following principles, everything is going well, and you think, wow, Krishna is taking care, and suddenly, Krishna will throw you up. And you're looking at Krishna and saying, hey, are you calculating my chanting or not? Sola kar raha hun, 16, without fail. I have given chai coffee also. What a major renunciation. Right? And then why this is going on? Devotee may wonder. Like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj declared to many devotees surrounding him, tomorrow we will celebrate Srila Sanatan Goswami's disappearance day. They said, wow, great. What will be the overall program? He said, we begin by chanting in the morning. He said, yes. Then what? Then we start reading about Sanatan Goswami. Then what? We'll start reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then what? We chant further. Then what? Then we will do bhajans. The devotees wanted to hear, then what? And then what? And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, and we will fast all day. So, the essence is understood by the greatest devotees is that in all situations of prosperity and adversity, the aspiration should be how I can serve Krishna and satisfy Krishna. And for that sake, I am willing to go through personal pain. Right? And that's what the devotee understands. Kovida. He can put various situations together, choose it. Choose all those situations with the philosophy of the Bhagavatam. And then what comes out is a different experience. Chakravarti Pad, 11th canto, gives example. This example is only to be heard, not to be practiced. That Chakravarti Pad says, when someone eats pan, betel leaf, what is the color of pan? Green. Right? And then you put certain ingredients inside. And then when someone chews the pan, what is the color of the lips which turn? So he says, the devotee is expert in taking all the situations and experiences going on in his life. But then he adds the Krishna conscious element, thinking, thought process, understanding. And then what he experiences is actually joy and not misery. Evam shaptva gata agastyo bhagavan ripasanuga indridum nopi rajarishi dishtam tad upadharayan. Indriduna Maharaj is sitting and offering aarti to his deities. Agastya Rishi enters with thousands of disciples. Agastya Rishi has not given any advance notice that I am coming. He has just entered. And Indriduna Maharaj is worshipping the deities absorbed. Now, is Indriduna Maharaj doing something of dharma or not? What Indradhanu Maharaj is doing is bhakti or not? He's absorbed in bhakti. Agastya Rishi enters. He feels Indradhanu Maharaj is not welcoming me. He's insulting me. And without even asking for a reply or response, he curses Indradhanu Maharaj. You're sitting like an elephant, become an elephant. Now Indradhanu Maharaj is a Kshatriya king. And he's just absorbed in serving Krishna. It is not his fault. He didn't turn back and counter curse. What elephant? You become tiger then. There was not like a, you know, big fight. So Prabhupada said, neophyte means fight. And so, dishtam tat upadharayan. This is the most important word. Upadharayan. He considered. He considered this as the play of the will of Krishna. And what was his consideration? Prabhupada in the purport writes that at that moment, when the sharp arrows of the curse hit him, he processed this disaster in 10 ways. He says, first, I welcome the curse. Second, this is the will of the Lord. Third, this is due to my past misdeeds. Fourth, reversals can be blessings. Fifth, this is a token reaction. Sixth, I will not be agitated at all. Seventh, I will continue serving Krishna only. Because what happens if you are serving and you get into a difficult situation during that time, immediately the mind says, because you were doing this, you got this trouble, leave it. If I was not enthusiastic about this service, people would not curse me. Because I am doing this service, they are cursing me, let me leave this service. No. I will continue my bhakti activities. Then Krishna will take care. And tenth, Krishna will protect me. These were the considerations Prabhupada mentions in the purport. And so he realized that while performing Krishna seva, we have to be absorbed in our sadhana. Right? What is sadhana? Aspire to serve. Then we have to be consistent in our seva. But we should not forget the third. We have to be considerate and cooperative with the sevaks. So if we are only concerned with contemplation of sadhana and consistency of seva and forget the consideration and cooperation with sevaks, then we lose something huge. What do we lose? Krishna kripa. As soon as we lose Vaishnava kripa, we lose Krishna kripa. When we lose Krishna kripa, we lose Krishna smaran. Because Krishna says, Mattaha smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Remembrance and forgetfulness of Krishna is monopoly of Krishna. Apanna kaunjarim yonim atma smriti vinashanim hori archana anubhavena yat gajatve api anusmriti. So he says, apanna kaunjarim yonim, when he became elephant, atma smriti vinashanim, elephant's body is not conducive for remembering Krishna. But Hari Archananu Bhavena, because of his consistency in seva, contemplation in his sadhana, and his consideration and cooperation with respect to how he dealt with sevaks, with other devotees, because of his sensitivity and maturity in how he responded to that curse, yat gajatve api, although he was an elephant, anusmriti, remembered. And therefore, this remembrance was enabled thanks to the wonderful behavior shown by Indradhanu Maharaj. So he is a kovida or dharmagya, one who knows how to respond by seeing the bigger picture. by seeing the cause behind. A servant leader is therefore a philosopher. He is Kovida or Dharmagya. I was traveling in a flight and there was someone who was, you know, behind me, an old lady. And as I was chanting japa, she kind of sounded from behind that, "Arey Swamiji, dheere jap karo. Disturb ho raha hai." So I, you know, chanted more mildly. And then that time, after some time, they started serving out liquor in the flight. So one guy had, you know, taken an international flight for the first time. So when these people started serving liquor, he asked, "How much is the cost?" They said, "Free." So when he heard "free," which means they've already charged in the ticket, when he said "free," he started drinking like anything. And he lost control. And he started shouting and screaming, and it appeared to be like a street fight. And suddenly this lady who was behind me, she again tapped me. "Swamiji," I said, "what?" "Apne mantra se usko vash mein karo." "Control him with your chanting." I said, "Apne mantra se main apne ko vash mein kar raha hu. Wohi ho jaye to badi baat hai." So the whole process of chanting, sometimes we are very eager to preach that you do, you do, you do. It is to transform us. When I say transform, transform our attitudes. Transform the way we see things. We have to be able to see Krishna darshana lalasa, the hand of Krishna behind every situation. That is the practice. That is the purpose why we come to this satsanga. Like that. And the last quality of a leader is he is sadachari. He is having perfect behavior, character. And based on that character, people can have faith on him. When Vasudev preached to Kamsa that "I will give all my children to you," Kamsa had faith. Why? Vasudevo pitam prita prashasya pravishat griham. He had faith in Vasudev's character. And therefore he got influenced. So therefore Bhagavatam says, "Kim dusahanu sadhunam vidusham kim apekshitam kim makaryam kadaryanam dustyajam kim dhritatmanam." A devotee is tolerant, dependent and detached. And a demon can be cruel to any degree. There is no extent of his cruelty and shamelessness. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami, "Brindavan dekhi jabe asibo nila chale, tobe tumi ama pasha asiha ko na chale." When I go to Brindavan and return back, at that time you leave Bengal and come to Jagannath Puri, my dear Raghunath. So he's thinking, at that time what will change? Currently I am under total supervision of all these guards, and the guards will continue, the circumstances will not change. So many times we calculate the future of our devotional service based on our present circumstances, not knowing that Krishna is the controller of the time factor. Krishna is the controller of everything. Se chale se kale Krishna spurabe tomare, Krishna kripa jare tare, kera kite pare. So Mahaprabhu says, at that time, when Krishna has decided to bring you close to him, which power can stop you? And if Krishna has decided to push you away, which person can bring you close? So therefore, a devotee has to follow four principles, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. O Raghunath Das, be number one, dutiful. Dutiful, do your duties. Perform your responsibilities properly. Number two, while performing your duties, be thoughtful. That Krishna is the controller, I am his servant, everything is arranged by him for his service. Be dutiful, be thoughtful. And number three, Whatever privileges I have received from Krishna consciousness, let me share with others. Be merciful. And then as we start practicing and preaching and following over year after year after year, we may start feeling, you know, let me go back and enjoy a little bit. Also have jhalak of maya. So we have to be, number four, careful of deviation. So Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami, if you are dutiful, thoughtful, merciful and careful, at the time of death, Krishna says in Gita, think of me and you will come back to me. But Mahaprabhu says, anyone who is engaged in being dutiful, thoughtful, merciful and careful, I will enter into the mind of such a devotee and forcibly take their soul back home, back to God and to the spiritual world. That is the advantage of a devotee. Therefore, these are, you know, interesting qualities of leadership, because when we approach leadership, we approach from spiritual perspective, from the perspective of the Srimad Bhagavatam, as Maharaj Parikshit is demonstrating sterling leadership qualities. So the leader has to be, number one, paradukha dukhi, which is being very, very concerned about relieving others' distress. Second, he has to be sarve sukhina bhavantu, mitigating distress and creating happiness and security. Third, shreyas, he has to create lasting value. Fourth, he's a kovida, one who sees the bigger picture, is a philosopher who sees the underlying cause behind all causes. Not just the immediate cause. He sees the remote cause. He's always in touch with the remote cause. Therefore, he is having Krishna darshan. In temple, you get Krishna darshan intermittently. But when you hear Bhagavatam and go home, whatever happens in your life, this class and this Bhagavatam and this philosophy is helping you to have Krishna darshan. Just like Indradumna Maharaj had Krishna darshan behind that course. And fifth is, a leader leads with strong character, is sadachari. And if we try to practice these principles as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as demonstrated and exemplified by the great Vaishnava Acharyas, our life will experience transformation and we can become instruments of transformation in others' lives. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Now we'll have kirtan.